You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So I said, 在耶稣基督来到地上以前，没有人能够明白神要怎么样的人。
So I emphasize that before Jesus came, no one knew what God really expected of them.
所以我们个人都随心所欲，个人做自己所要做的事情，个人以为自己就是神，自己最好。
And that's why we made ourselves into gods and we did whatever we pleased.
但是弟兄姊妹，我再说，当耶稣来到地上以后，神的工作是不是就已经完成了呢？
But I ask, after Jesus came to earth, was God's work done?
在耶稣基督里面，不错，神的工作已经做成。
Of course, in Jesus, God's work was done.
所以有一首诗歌说，哥哥他的十字架，若是你不接受耶稣的话，他的救恩还不能成就在你的身上。
There's a song, if you do not receive Christ, the work of God will not be complete.
弟兄姊妹们，神在耶稣的身上工作已经成功。
Brothers and sisters, in Jesus, God's work was complete.
因为这个人，我们看他在地上的表现，连那些审判他的人都说，在这个人身上没有罪来，我查不出有什么罪。
Because in Jesus, no one could find any sins or faults.
不仅查不出他有什么罪。
There was not a single sin on him.
并且神父神几次从天上说话。
Not only that, God also spoke from heaven on many occasions.
他说，这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的。I'm well pleased in him.
This is my son with whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹们，若是今天我们能够得到自己父母的称赞，我想我们非常快乐。
If today we can receive the praises from our Father, we would be very happy.
这一位拿撒勒人耶稣，神的儿子，得到父神的称赞。
When Jesus was on earth, he received praise from his Father.
他说：“这是我所喜悦的。”
This is my
well pleased.
I am well pleased.
所以你看，耶稣他在地上的生命被父神完全接纳。
When Jesus was on earth, he lived a very holy life.
他为我们舍命，为我们流血，为我们死在十字架上面。
He was brought low for us and crucified and died for us.
所以当主耶稣复活之后，父神就接他进入荣耀。
And so after Jesus died, God glorified him.
当这样进入荣耀之后，
after glorification,
主耶稣就成了万王之王，万主之主，天上地下没有一个名不要向他臣服的。
And after his glorification, there was...
He was glorified. It takes the name above all names.
After Jesus was glorified, he was the name above all names.
圣经里面说，神把他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
The scripture says, Jesus was lifted up high and given all power.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见耶稣这个人在父神心意中是何等的叫他满足。
We see while Jesus was alive,
他的生命在父神的心中何等的满足。How God is satisfied.
His life was satisfactory to God.
但弟兄姊妹们，神是不是只要一个耶稣就得到心满意足呢？
Does God only need one Jesus to satisfy him?
不，圣经里面告诉我们说，他要叫许多的儿子都进入荣耀。
No, God wants many sons
to be glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是为什么我们今天基督徒在神的心目中间是这样重要。
This is why as believers today we are so important to God.
因为我们是首先答应神的呼召，让他做工在我们身上。
Because being believers, we enable God to do His work in us.
好叫他在我们身上得到荣耀，叫我们能够满足父神的心愿，叫我们被接到荣耀里去。
And in doing His work in us, only then can we be glorified.
这是我们所知道的道理，对不对？
Isn't this
what we understood?
What we understand?
但是我们缺少一个条件。
But there's one thing.
缺少圣灵。
We lack the Holy Spirit.
父神怎样把他的灵放在耶稣基督里面？
God put the Holy Spirit in Jesus.
叫耶稣能活出神所要的满足的形象。
And in this, Jesus was able to fulfill God's will for him.
现在圣灵也必须在你我每一个人的里面。
And right now, the Holy Spirit is in each one of us.
好叫我们活出神所要我们活的生命。
And only in this way can we do what God wants us to do. And this Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit of the Old Testament. This is the Holy Spirit of Jesus.
因为当神的灵那一次进到拿撒勒耶稣里面与他联合的时候,
because when the Holy Spirit entered Jesus of Nazareth and became one with him,
当耶稣复活, 神的圣灵也把耶稣的人性完全带到丰满里面进入天上与他联合。
When Jesus was glorified, the Holy Spirit was also glorified with him and his humanity.
在得着荣耀的耶稣的身上, 那个人性的表现是神所最悦纳的。
The humanity
of Jesus is revealed in the Holy Spirit to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们永远不能明白，在那个从童贞女玛利亚所生下来的肉身，对于神有多大的意义。
We cannot fully comprehend this son born to Mary.
一直要明白，一直要经历，在我们身上神给我们大能的改变，我们才能明白耶稣基督的价值。
It's only when we are being transformed
through the Holy Spirit can we fully understand Jesus. I don't know if you all understand.
I didn't want to repeat it,
but I have to.
这里有好几个步骤。
There are a lot of things here.
第一个步骤, 神自古永远的存在。
The first one is God
pre-existent.
God's pre-existed.
第二个步骤是人的堕落。
And the second one is man's sin.
第三个步骤是耶稣基督来拯救世人。
The third one is Jesus came to save us.
如果你在耶稣基督来跟人的堕落中间, 你可以加上一个律法, 没有办法改变人的实验。
Between the second and the third step.
那是一个律法的时代。
Law, time of law.
There's a time of law.
律法证明不能改变人到神满足。
And this law was by no means salvation.
所以当耶稣基督来的时候,
so when Jesus came,
这是在耶稣基督个人身上神最伟大的工作实现了。
And Jesus was God's greatest work.
现在第四个步骤, 神要差遣圣灵来。
And in the fourth step, the Holy Spirit will come.
而这一位圣灵是带着丰满耶稣人性的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit will come clothed in Jesus' full humanity.
我怎么样讲这件事情呢?
How can I speak of this?
有些人他, 比如说我们今天受了教育,
some people say today we
are educated.
有些人受了非常高的教育,
and some people are very highly educated.
我就这样想, 一个人衣锦荣归, 比如说他拿了博士学位, 衣锦荣归的时候,
and when a person gets his diploma,
yeah, whatever,
他回到父母的面前,
he'll go before his parents,
我们每个人都知道他今天拿到了一个荣耀的学位,
and everyone will know he got a diploma today.
但是这个人是不是还像从前一样, 在他父亲的面前是一个可喜爱的儿子呢?
But doesn't this person have to be a loving son before his parents?
所以有些时候我们说, 哎呀, 这个人拿了这么多学位以后, 人就变了。
And sometimes we say, oh, this person after getting all these degrees has changed.
但是有些时候我们说, 哎, 这个人虽然有这么大的学问, 但是他还是跟以前一样。
And other times we say, although this person has many degrees, he's still the same.
所以你说到底人一样还是不一样?
So are we the same or are we different?
圣灵, 神的灵也是这样。
The Holy Spirit is like this also.
当他没有穿上耶稣基督的人性的时候, 他本来就是神。
When he was without Jesus' humanity, he was God.
但是当他穿上耶稣基督的人性以后,
but after he had Jesus' humanity,
他变成那么样的可亲, 那样的可爱, 那样的完全像耶稣。
And after he became clothed with Jesus' humanity, he became the Holy Spirit of love and peace.
只是他没有人的身体。
The only problem was he did not have man's body.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这一位神的灵把人性结合在他的里面, 当这一位圣灵进到我们里面的时候,
so when the Holy Spirit with humanity is looking, enters into us,
在我们身上要发生什么事情?
What happens to us?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们再想一想,
let us think.
我们所接受的圣灵跟
The Holy Spirit inside of us and the Spirit inside of Jesus is not exactly the same. The Spirit of Jesus was the Spirit of God.
但是我们所接受的圣灵,
But the spirit we have
不仅是神的生命,
is not only God's spirit,
也是耶稣的生命,
but also that of Jesus.
这一位荣耀的耶稣，得着荣耀的耶稣也在我们的里面。
This is why
glorified Jesus also.
We glorify Jesus all the time.
那位降卑得荣耀的耶稣在我们的里面。
Because the glorified Jesus is inside of us.
Was once humbled.
The glorified Jesus who was once humbled is inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你记不记得当你得救的时候，你怎么祷告的？
So, do you remember how you prayed when you were first saved?
你说，主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你做我的救主。
Said Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
第二句话你说，圣灵啊，求你来住在我的心里。
And then you said, Holy Spirit, come and live inside of
me. 为什么你求耶稣又求圣灵呢？
Why did you ask for Jesus and the Holy Spirit?
因为当圣灵来的时候，在新约里面来的时候，他就是荣耀的基督。
Because in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit came, he was Jesus.
只是没有身体。
Only without a body.
弟兄姊妹，听见了没有？
Did we hear all this?
我们经历了没有？
Do we understand?
当我们接受基督的时候，接受就是接受圣灵；当我们接受圣灵的时候，就是接受耶稣在我们的里面。
When we accept Jesus, we also accept the Holy Spirit, and when we accept the Holy Spirit, we also accept Jesus.
从前我们不是说三位一体的神不能分吗？
Before we said that the Holy Trinity could not be separated.
从前我们是说父神的灵、耶稣的生命、圣灵不是三位一体不能分吗？
Didn't we used to say that the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God the Father were could not be separated?
现在不仅在外面的形象上不能分，在里面的生命性情上面更是不能分了。
Outwardly, it can't be divided, and how so when it's internal?
完全一样。
It's exactly the same.
所以主耶稣说，我去了，就要差遣，就要求父，另外差一位保惠师到你那里。
That's why Jesus said,
我要求父, I'm going to ask the Father.
I'm going to ask the Father,
让他另外差遣一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵，住在你们的里面。
To let the Holy Spirit dwell inside of you.
他要把一切授予我的，指教你们。
He wants to
teach you of all that we see from me.
He wants to teach us all that he received from God.
圣灵从耶稣接受了什么？
What did the Holy Spirit learn from God?
我们以为说，圣灵反正都知道耶稣的事情。
We say, oh, well, the Holy Spirit knows everything about Jesus anyway.
圣灵从耶稣接受了他完全的人性。
The Holy Spirit received from Jesus all of Jesus' humanity.
所以这位耶稣是这样的可亲，这位圣灵也是同样的可亲。
Because all of Jesus is
amiable. Amiable.
He's amiable?
Yeah. So is the Holy Spirit.
Oh, so is the Holy Spirit.
当我们亲近圣灵的时候，求圣灵来住在我们里面的时候，就是耶稣自己，如同他自己，完全是他自己，今天来到地上跟我们说话一样。
So when we accept the Holy Spirit, it is as we are accepting Jesus right now with us.
这位圣灵再不能跟耶稣分开。
This Holy Spirit can never be separated from Jesus.
所以耶稣的人性今天在我们里面。
So Jesus is in fact inside of all of us.
为什么你发现当你信耶稣之后你有爱呢？
How come
you believe in Jesus,
when you believe in Jesus,
你有了不同的爱呢？
You have a different kind of love.
为什么你信了耶稣之后，你里面有一个圣洁的要求呢？
How come after you receive Jesus inside, you have a different kind of holiness.
因为耶稣在你的里面。
Because Jesus is inside of you.
耶稣怎么会在你的里面？
How can he be inside of you?
借着圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
为什么有了圣灵就是有了耶稣？
The only reason there's a Holy Spirit is because there's a Jesus.
因为耶稣的人性已经完全跟圣灵交织在一起。
Because Jesus and the Holy Spirit are now combined into one.
他们不能分。
They are not separable.
所以当他们进到我们里面的时候，我们也跟他们不能分。
And when the Holy Spirit and Jesus comes inside of us, we cannot be separated from them.
弟兄姊妹们，从前我讲过父神与他的儿子如何的不可分。
I spoke before on how
a father and son
cannot be separated.
今天真正相信主、接受圣灵的人，圣灵和我们也不能分。
And now, as we accept Jesus, we and Jesus and the Holy Spirit cannot be separated as well.
实在不能分。
Cannot be separated.
我们若是痛苦, 圣灵与我们一同忧伤。
When we have troubles, the Spirit hurts along with us.
有些时候圣灵在我们里面担忧的时候, 我们就坐立不安。 Sometimes the Holy Spirit was uneasy in us.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is uneasy within us.
我们也就坐立不安。
And we are also are restless.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是今天救恩给我们的经历啊。
This is the Holy Spirit that God has given us today. Why do I want to speak on this today? The first one is for
the truth, for doctrine.
For doctrine.
穆安德烈所说的话, 很多的人忽略了。
Andrew Murray's teachings, many people misunderstand.
穆安德烈的话就是使徒约翰在这里强调要我们知道的。
He says
what John the Apostle wants.
John the Apostle wants.
我们也忽略了使徒约翰的话。
We also believe in John's words.
所以当五旬节降临，他自己约翰使徒约翰完全经历到圣灵的时候。
So when
John the Apostle experienced Pentecost.
When John the Apostle received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. He recognized it as Jesus.
感谢神，今天每一个经历圣灵的人都认识耶稣。
Praise the Lord that every believer today can recognize Jesus.
为什么我要今天要讲这些信息?
Why do I want to speak on this today?
因为我盼望弟兄姊妹们对于神的预备有更深的认识。
Because I want everyone to have a deeper appreciation of God's wisdom and provisions.
神把圣灵赐给我们，这是极大的恩典啊。
God gave us His Son and His Holy Spirit.
我也盼望因着我们头脑里的明白，我们知识性的明白，会叫我们产生更大的渴望，渴慕 thirst.
Also, I hope that this will build in each of us a deeper thirst for Jesus.
主耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
He said, "If you are thirsty, come to me."
我们渴什么呢？
What are we thirsty for?
我们到底渴望的是什么呢？
What are we thirsty for?
我不晓得。
I don't know.
昨天晚上我在对自己再做一次检查，我渴望什么？
Last night I asked myself, "What am I thirsty for?"
我对自己说，我渴望的是一个大的工作吗？
Do I thirst for a large ministry?
我是不是渴望许多人跟随呢？
Do I thirst for a lot of people to follow me?
但是我看见许多的人，他们有大的教会，并不快乐。
But I've seen that people with large churches aren't happy.
很多的时候，弟兄姊妹们不能真正爱主，不能真正跟随神的话，教会越大，侍奉主人担子越重。
The more people there are, I've noticed that they are less apt to follow God and listen to His word.
结果侍奉主的人把重担都往身上背。
They carry the burdens on themselves.
我渴望大的工作吗？
Do I want a large ministry?
我还是渴望大的名声呢？
Or do I want my name to be well known?
名声对我有什么意义呢？
What good is a famous name?
许多时候出去人家说，周弟兄，我们认识你，我都想想很不好意思，因为我不认识他。
Oftentimes when I go out and they say, "Brother Chow, I know you," and I'm embarrassed because I don't know them.
今天早上陆姊妹来到这里，她说：“周弟兄，你好吗？” 我不认识她，因为她头发样子剪掉了。
Today,
Sister Lu came.
Sister Luan said, "Pastor Chow, how are you doing? I didn't recognize her because she had a haircut."
我们要的是什么？
What do we want?
要的是说钱财吗？
Do we want money?
钱财多了，我往哪里花？我用在什么地方？
But if I have all this money, what am I going to spend it on?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这样主的面前寻求的时候，
When we come before the Lord,
除非我完全自暴自弃，
Only if I put myself.
Completely reject myself.
If I completely reject myself.
不然我就必须承认。 Otherwise, I have to agree.
Otherwise, I have to agree.
世界上除了耶稣之外，没有真正叫我喜乐满足的。
There is nothing on this earth that can satisfy us except Jesus.
如果不是里面产生更大的渴望，
This will build us a deeper thirst for us.
我怎么会 抛弃一切看得见的好处，来寻求这位圣灵在我里面的充满。
How can I
seek
for the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，你想要什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do you want?
我盼望神的话语给我们更大的渴慕。
I hope that the Lord's word will give us a deeper thirst.
为什么我们没有圣灵的能力？
Why do we have the Holy Spirit?
因为我们不渴。
Because we are not thirsty.
我们吃了别的东西吃饱了。
Because we are full with other things.
再有一个目的,
another purpose is,
我希望因着约翰福音第七章的话,
I hope to learn from John chapter 7,
叫我们容易明白圣灵的工作,
to understand God's work,
好叫我们能够欣赏之外, 能够与他合作,
and not only to understand, but to do His work with Him.
让圣灵来充满我们。
To let the Holy Spirit come and fill us up.
不要惧怕圣灵的工作。 Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid of doing His work.
让你对他说你的饥渴。
Give Him your thirst.
让他来充满你。
Let Him fill you up.
让这个活水的泉源从你里面涌出来。
Let the living water flow forth from you.
你会发现。
You will discover.
当你这样寻求圣灵的丰满的时候。
When you are filled with the glory of God.
你里面生命能够流出去给别人。
The living water will flow out of you and to other people.
在你身上如果流出圣灵来。
Only if the living water flows from you.
别人就要遇见耶稣。
Other people will come to know and accept Christ.
让他们饥渴得以饱足。
And to let their thirst be satisfied.
让他们一起来寻求神。
And also to let them come and worship the Lord.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
身在神丰富的智慧，你的踪迹何其难寻，你的道路何其难测。主啊，但是赞美你，借着你已经成就的事实，叫我们知道你怎样借着道成肉身来到地上，在神儿子拿撒勒人耶稣基督里面，叫人看见父神的荣耀。主啊，因着你这样，你吸引许多门徒跟随你。主啊，但更是因为你为我们舍命流血，死在十字架上面，你得到了荣耀。那一位得着荣耀的耶稣，今天在圣灵里面，圣灵啊，满有耶稣基督的人性来亲近我们。主，纪念我们是何等的软弱，何等污秽不堪的罪人。若不是带着耶稣的人性，主啊，我们对于这位灵圣灵是何等的害怕，因为他是圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有办法让我们是罪人瞻仰的。主，但是今天因为耶稣的工作，圣灵已经取了他的生命和形象，今天来亲近我们，让我们觉得你是那样的可亲，我们也愿意来爱你。圣灵，求你充满我们，照着耶稣的应许，你说信他的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。赞美耶稣，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。哈利路亚，愿你把更大的科目赐给你的儿女，让我们每一个人都觉得我们饥渴，我们要你。听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.